the silence grew heavier, and I could hear the harsh, heavy breathing of the boys around me. Still, Dari and the Soche walked slowly in a circle. Even I could feel their hatred. They used to be buddies, I thought. They used to be friends, and now they hate each other because one has to work for a living, and the other comes from the west side. They shouldn't hate each other. I don't hate the Soches anymore. They shouldn't hate...
Hold up!
A familiar voice yelled.
Hold it!
Dari turned to see who it was, and Paul swung, a hard right to the jaw that would have felled anyone but Dari. The rumble was on. Dallas Winston ran to join us. I couldn't find a Soche my size, so I took the next best size and jumped on him. Dallas was right beside me, already on top of someone.
I thought you were in the hospital,
I yelled as the Soche knocked me to the ground and I rolled to avoid getting kicked.
I was.
Dally was having a hard time because his left arm was still in bad shape.
I ain't now.
How? I managed to ask as the Soche I was fighting leaped on top of me and we rolled near Dally.
Talk the nurse into it with two-bit switch. Don't you know a rumble ain't a rumble unless I'm in it?
I couldn't answer because the Soche, who was heavier than I took him for, had pinned me and was slugging the sense out of me. I thought dizzily that he was going to knock some of my teeth loose or break my nose or something, and I knew I didn't have a chance. But Dari was keeping an eye out for me. He caught that guy by the shoulder and half lifted him up before knocking him 3 feet with a sledgehammer blow. I decided it would be fair for me to help Dally since he could only use one arm. They were slugging it out, but Dallas was getting the worst of it, so I jumped on his Soche's back, pulling his hair and pounding him. He reached back and caught me by the neck and threw me over his head to the ground. Tim Shepard, who was fighting two at once, accidentally stepped on me, knocking my breath out. I was up again as soon as I got my wind and jumped right back on the Soche, trying my best to strangle him. While he was prying my fingers loose, Dally knocked him backward so that all three of us rolled on the ground, gasping, cussing, and punching. Somebody kicked me hard in the ribs, and I yelped in spite of myself. Some Soche had knocked out one of our bunch and was kicking me as hard as he could, but I had both arms wrapped around the other Soche's neck and refused to let go. Dally was slugging him, and I hung on desperately, although that other Soche was kicking me, and you'd better believe it hurt. Finally, he kicked me in the head so hard it stunned me, and I lay limp, trying to clear my mind and keep from blacking out. I could hear the racket, but only dimly through the buzzing in my ears. Numerous bruises along my back and on my face were throbbing, but I felt detached from the pain, as if it wasn't really me feeling it.
"They're running!" I heard a voice yell joyfully. "Look at the dirty Soches run!"
It seemed to me that the voice belonged to Two-Bit, but I couldn't be sure. I tried to sit up and saw that the Soches were getting into their cars and leaving. Tim Shepard was swearing blue and green because his nose was broken again, and the leader of the Brumley boys was working over one of his own men because he had broken the rules and used a piece of pipe in the fighting. Steve lay doubled up and groaning about 10 feet from me. We found out later he had 3 broken ribs. Soda Pop was beside him, talking in a low, steady voice. I did a double take when I saw Two-Bit. Blood was streaming down one side of his face, and one hand was busted wide open, but he was grinning happily because the Soches were running.